Welcome to Oriole Park at Camden Yards in Baltimore, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Billy Hatcher. Batting second. The second baseman, Jody Reed. Batting third. The center fielder, Bob Zupczyk. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Tom Brunansky. Batting fifth. The DH, Eric Wetch. Batting sixth. The shortstop, John Valentin. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Scott Cooper. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Tim Nehring. Batting ninth. The catcher, John Flaherty. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Mike Gardner. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Brady Anderson. Batting second. The center fielder, Mike Devereaux. Batting third. The shortstop, Cal Ripken. Batting fourth. The DH, Glenn Davis. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Randy Milligan. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Chito Martinez. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Leo Gomez. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Billy Ripken. Batting ninth. The catcher, Mark Parent. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Arthur Rhodes. And now, play ball. Billy Hatcher is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hatcher hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gomez fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jody Reed is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Reed strikes out. Two outs. Bob Zupczyk is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Zupczyk hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Ripken settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Anderson hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Orioles. Mike Devereaux batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Devereaux takes first base on ball 4. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ripken hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Reed settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Davis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin misplays the ball. That's an error on Valentin. Devereaux moves to third. Randy Milligan is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Milligan hits a fly ball into right field. Brunansky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Devereaux tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 2-0, Orioles. Chito Martinez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Martinez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Brunansky hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Ripken settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eric Wetch batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Wetch hits a pop-up into right field, out of the reach of Martinez. Wetch reaches second base with a double. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Valentin takes first base on ball 4. Scott Cooper is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Wetch moves to third. Valentin moves to second. two outs. Tim Nehring is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Nehring hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Martinez. Nehring reaches second base with a double. Wedge scores. Valentin scores. It's Red Sox, 2, Orioles, 2. John Flaherty batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Flaherty hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Leo Gomez is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Gomez strikes out. One out. Billy Ripken is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Ripken hits a fly ball into right field. Brunansky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark Parent is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Parent hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Anderson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Anderson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Orioles 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Hatcher is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Hatcher is 0-for-1 in the game. Hatcher hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Anderson. Hatcher reaches second base with a double. Jody Reed batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Reed is 0-for-1 in the game. Reed takes first base on ball 4. Bob Zupczyk is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Zupczyk is 0-for-1 in the game. Zupczyk bunts towards first. Milligan scoops it up and throws to first, with Ripken covering, for the out. Hatcher moves to third. Reed moves to second. One out. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Brunansky is 0-for-1 in the game. Brunansky strikes out. Two outs. Eric Wedge is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Wedge is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Wedge takes first base on ball 4. John Valentin batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Valentin is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Valentin takes first base on ball 4. Hatcher scores. Reed moves to third. Wedge moves to second. It's 3-2, Red Sox. Scott Cooper is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Cooper is 0-for-1 in the game. Cooper strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Devereaux is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Devereaux hits a fly ball into center field. Zupczyk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Ripken is 0-for-1 in the game. Ripken hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Reed settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Davis is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. Davis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Randy Milligan is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Milligan is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Milligan hits a fly ball into right field. Brunansky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Orioles 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tim Nehring is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Nehring is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Nehring strikes out. One out. John Flaherty is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Flaherty is 0 for 1 in the game. Flaherty hits a fly ball into left field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Hatcher is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Hatcher hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Chito Martinez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Martinez is 0 for 1 in the game. Martinez hits a line drive towards first. Cooper reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Leo Gomez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Gomez is 0 for 1 in the game. Gomez takes first base on ball 4. Billy Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gomez. The throw from Flaherty and he is safe. Gomez steals second. Billy Ripken is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ripken is 0 for 1 in the game. Ripken hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Reed reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark Parent is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. There's a wild pitch. Gomez moves to third. Mark Parent is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Parent is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Parent strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Orioles 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jody Reed is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Reed is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Reed hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Bob Zupczyk is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Zupczyk is 0 for 1 in the game. Zupczyk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ripken fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 0 for 2 in the game. Brunansky takes first base on ball 4. Eric Wedge is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. There goes Brunansky. The throw from Parent and he is out, Ripken applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Anderson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Anderson strikes out. 1 out. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Devereaux is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Devereaux hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nehring fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0 for 2 in the game. Ripken hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Glenn Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Davis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Nehring settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Orioles 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Eric Wedge is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Wedge is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Wedge hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Milligan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Valentin is 0 for 0 in the game. With 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Valentin hits a fly ball into right field. Martinez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Scott Cooper is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Cooper is 0 for 2 in the game. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gomez fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tim Nehring is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Nehring is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Nehring hits a line drive towards third. Gomez reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Randy Milligan is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Milligan is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Milligan takes first base on ball 4. Chito Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Martinez is 0 for 2 in the game. Martinez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. There goes Milligan trying to get to third. Reed throws to Nehring, who tags Milligan for the out. Martinez moves to second. One out. Paul Quantrill now pitching. Leo Gomez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Gomez is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Gomez takes first base on ball 4. Billy Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0 for 2 in the game. Ripken hits a pop-up towards the mound. Quantrill settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark Parent is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Parent is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Parent hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Martinez scores. Gomez moves to third. It's Red Sox, 3, Orioles, 3. Matt Young now pitching. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Anderson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reed scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Orioles 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. David Segui now playing first base. John Flaherty is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Flaherty is 0 for 2 in the game. Flaherty hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Steve Lyons pinch runs for John Flaherty. Storm Davis now pitching. Billy Hatcher is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hatcher is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Hatcher hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Davis fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Jody Reed is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Reed is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Reed hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Bob Zupczyk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zupczyk is 0 for 2 in the game. Zupczyk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Tony Peña now catching. Darryl Irvine now pitching. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Devereaux is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Devereaux hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Ripken is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Ripken hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Glenn Davis batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Davis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Davis takes first base on ball 4. Ripken moves to second. David Segui is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Segui takes first base on ball 4. Ripken moves to third. Davis moves to second. Scott Taylor now pitching. Tim Hewlett pinch hits for Chito Martinez. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hewlett strikes out. 2 outs. Leo Gomez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Gomez is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Gomez hits a line drive off the glove of Nehring, and into shallow left field. Gomez reaches second base with a double. Ripken scores. Davis scores. Segui goes all the way around to score. It's 6-3, Orioles. Billy Ripken batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Ripken is 0 for 3 in the game. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Taylor fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Orsolac now playing right field. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Brunansky is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Brunansky hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Mo Vaughn pinch hits for Eric Wetch. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Vaughn hits a line drive into right field. Orsolac settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Valentin is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Valentin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gomez fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Scott Cooper is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cooper is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards first. Segui fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Red Sox 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Mark Parent is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Parent is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Parent hits a fly ball into center field. Zupcik settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Brady Anderson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Anderson is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Anderson hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-3, Orioles. Ken Ryan now pitching. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Devereaux is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Devereaux strikes out. 2 outs. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ripken is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Ripken strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Wade Boggs pinch hits for Tim Nehring. Jim Poole now pitching. Wade Boggs batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Boggs hits a fly ball into center field. Devereaux settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Tony Peña is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Peña hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Billy Hatcher is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hatcher is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Hatcher hits a line drive into center field. Devereaux settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 7, and Boston Red Sox, 3. Goodbye from Oriole Park at Camden Yards in Baltimore.